Who's the midget Johnny?
The midget Johnny? Johnny is the old Philip Morris mascot. He was a midget. He was a little guy. He wore a little pillbox hat. It looked a little like a Roxy Usher, the way he was dressed. And the idea is he was supposed to be coming into the lobby with his little outfit and yelling, "Call for Philip Morris!"
Bottom. Bottom. Bottom.
Are all those people in those old, old movies the ones you see before you go to bed? They always look dressed in their Sunday go-to-meeting clothes. I'll bet you half of them at least are dead by now.
The men have all got hats.
Hats, hats.
Do they sleep with them at night?
And the women with the shoulder pads.
Oh, Ronald, what a lovely evening. Thank you so much.
Edith, your hair reminds me of that wonderful waterfall in the woods. Do you remember?
Everybody knows his place.
Yes, sir, boss.
The elevator man stays the elevator man.
Yes, sir, boss. Yes, sir, boss.
When the movie cuts away, he stays away.
Yes, sir, boss.
No echoes.
Bang, 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 bang.
Brush off, Ethel.
Brute.
A mug.
Yeah?
Wipe the blood off your face. We're going to a party.
Bang!
This was the age of those fantastic hotel lobbies. If Cleopatra lived in one, she'd feel at home.
I don't care what you say, Mother. Singing is my life.
Oh, bellboys all are midgets like Johnny.
Who will call for Philip Morris?
When those incredible old movies wear out.
All you lovely people out there in the dark.
There it is.
Look, it says so on the crib.
Oh, isn't it cute?
Chip, chip, chip,
chip, chip, chip, chip, chip, chip, chip, chip, chip.
I wonder if it sees our returning rose that our baby can't see.
We're not supposed to tap the glass.
Oh, what a beautiful baby. As its father's nose
and its mother's eyes.
Look at his little fists.
With their little baby dimples.
They say they're quite strong.
Whee!
What's its name?
I can't read it. They haven't named him yet, I guess.
How did you know it was a he?
Oh, look!
He's smiling, he's laughing. Daddy must be very proud.
I wonder if she's seen her baby.
Let's go find out.
Let's go see her. Oh, look at that little black baby over there. Isn't it cute?
The Western Wind has been working with composer Robert Dennis since the mid-70s. When we first met Bob, he was in a rock group with Peter Schickele, who was soon to become PDQ Bach.
For the first 9 years or so after I had my Fulbright, I came back, and there were no teaching prospects immediately available. I ended up accompanying dance. And at the same time, I found myself writing rock songs. I was trying to get into that. Eventually, I hooked up with a good friend, Peter Shickley, who also was trying to sell rock songs with no success. And we had a third composer, Stanley Walden. We got together and formed a group called The Open Window. We had a moderate success. We had a recording with Vanguard Records. Last but not least, we wrote the score for the musical O Calcutta. After I had worked with the Western Wind for a number of years, they asked me to write a piece to begin their radio program, like a theme song. And it occurred to me that I would use the original 16th century folk song, O Western Wind. And I did kind of a upbeat, quasi-pop version of it. That's the only way I can describe it. And from that, I had the idea to write a group of settings of older folk songs.
Composer Ronald Gold.
I'm from Paterson, New Jersey, and I'm a child of the 50s. Big fan of all the beat writers, Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg, Bill Burroughs. And I always thought when I was in music school that it'd be a great idea to set the wonderful text and the wonderful poetry of Ginsberg, Kerouac, and Burroughs to music.
The word fellaheen means literally farmer, but came to mean a day laborer or temporary field hand or wetback, to use the vernacular. In his poem, Mexico Fellaheen, Kerouac turns the expression on its head, referring to himself and his beat companions as fellaheen, crossing the border and escaping from the uptight America of the 1950s.
When you go across the border at Nogales, Arizona,
when you go across the border at Nogales,
Arizona, when you go
some very severe looking American guards with pasty faces and sinister steel insect and American dolls, go scrounging, June, go scrounging through all your beach lugs and deny your beach luggage. But the moment you cross the little wire gate and you're in bed, just sneaked out of school when you told the teacher you were sick, and she told you you could go home 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a great feeling. Two dry-faced Americans, but you can find this room, or you can find it, this feeling.
You're listening to O Beautiful American Music, celebrating July 4th with New American Music for Voices, sung by the Western Wind.
In every heart there is a room, sanctuary safe and strong to heal our wounds from lovers past until a new one comes along. I spoke to you in cautious tones, you answered me with no. And still I feel, I said to myself,
sweet and low, sweet and low.
Composer Matthew Harris.
Well, being a composer in America, it's what you want to make it. When I was going to school in the 70s, they always told us that serious music is dead. There's no audience for it anymore. Nobody wants to pay for it. And why are you doing this? We're the last of a dying breed. And things kept going. In fact, they got a little better. And now, like in the last 10 years, we've been hearing from the whole industry that music is dead, particularly pop music. They're saying, what's the point? We can't make a living because nobody wants to pay for it. And I say, well, join the club. Okay, how did I end up writing this piece called Sweet and Low? Well, I did write it for the Western Wind Ensemble, and I was looking for poems that did mention the Western Wind besides the obvious one that they are named after. And this popped up on Google, and I thought it was kind of nice, and I thought this could be a kind of barcarolle and lullaby at the same time.
Sweet and low.
Breathe and blow,
wind of the western sea.
Western Wind composer in captivity, baritone Elliot Z. Levine.
Well, being a singer, I think, has given me an interesting viewpoint, and I mostly write choral and solo song. I have an intimate knowledge of the voice and what works well with singing. Being an original member of the Western Wind and writing for that ensemble, knowing all the people's voices and how to optimize each one's talent.
I thank you, God, for most this amazing day. I thank you, God, for this amazing day.
Being mostly a choral composer, I feel fortunate in realizing that in the United States, choral singing is the most popular participatory activity there is, even more than sports. And so this has provided a market for me to sell my music and to be able to earn a good chunk of my living from doing that. And that makes me a very lucky camper. I originally wrote I Thank You God for a residency at the Mark Twain Junior High School out in Coney Island, New York. And I picked this poem because I just loved its directness and simplicity. The language of E.E. Cummings seemed like a modern psalm.
I thank you, God, for most this amazing day. I thank you, God, for this amazing day.
For the leaping greeny spirits of trees
and the blue true dream of sky.
And for everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is
yes.
This is the sun's birthday.
This is the birthday of life and of love and wings and of the gay great happening. Illimitably earth.
Illimitably earth.
I thank you, God, for most this amazing day.
I thank you, God, for this amazing day.
For the leaping greenling spirits of trees.
Which is infinite, which is yes. How should tasting, touching, hearing, seeing, breathing, any
lifted from the novel of it,
human merely being, doubt unimaginable you.
Ooh.
Today, one of the most widely heard vocal music styles is contemporary a cappella. Most college campuses have student-run singing groups that adapt popular songs to a cappella voices, creatively substituting vocal sounds for the instruments. Some of these groups have become wildly popular. Just check YouTube. Arrangers like Yumiko Matsuoka, founder of the Boston group Vox One, are creating these arrangements with great subtlety and sophistication. A few years ago, she handed the Western Wind her version of Billy Joel's And So It Goes.
In cautious tones, you answered me with no pretense. And
it's such a poignant, sad, beautiful song, and to write an arrangement or to be inspired to write an arrangement, the original song has to be wonderful.
I wondered if being Japanese gave Yumiko an outsider's perspective on American and English pop music.
Not necessarily, because we in Japan, unless you grow up in a family where the mother teaches traditional, you know, koto or shamisen or some instrument, or, you know, where you're exposed to the traditional Japanese music on a regular basis, which wasn't the case for me. I grew up with Western music, starting with classical and then going into pop, or being introduced to pop during my teenage years. So in that sense, I don't feel I'm an outsider as much. In other words, I don't have a traditional music, Japanese music background to compare with the Western music, which is not, you know, I'm not proud of that, but I wasn't exposed to it, unfortunately.
In every heart there is a room, a sanctuary safe and strong, to heal our wounds from lovers past, until a new one comes along. I spoke to you in cautious tones, you answered me with no pretense, and still I feel my silence is my self-defense, and every time I've held the rose, it seems I only felt the thorns. And so it goes, and so it goes, and so will you. If my silence made you leave, then that would be my worst mistake. So I will share this room with you, and you can have this heart to break.
Oh. chose to be with you. That's if the choice were mine to make. But you can make decisions too. And you can have this heart to break. And so it goes.
You're listening to O Beautiful American Music, celebrating July 4th with new American music for voices sung by the Western Wind. Composer and conductor, Tanya León.
Born in Cuba, I started studying music when I was 4 years old. And basically the instrument, piano. And by the time I was 5 years old, my grandfather gave me the big surprise to buy me a real piano. So for a certain reason, my family thought that there was a future. Because to invest in a real piano for a child of five, that's the only thing I can think of. And by the time I arrived in the United States, I came with my degree as a pianist under my arm, a degree in theory and solfège.
Tanya's first night in New York was pretty unusual. Listen to this.
The first times that I heard music of the United States is through a clip that I saw on television. And I never forgot that clip. It was Tony singing Maria, West Side Story. And it made such an impression to me that when I arrived in the United States, when I arrived in New York at 12 midnight coming from the Kennedy Airport, the first thing that I started screaming out the window of the taxi was Maria. When I saw the stairs of the buildings, you know, I mean, the fire stairs on the outside. Because all of a sudden, there was Tony singing Maria. And I started saying Maria.
In 1988, Tanya León, collaborating with composer-pianist Michel Camilo, wrote Batte for the Western Wind.
Batte could be summarized as a piece that is emerges out of the influences of the musics of Africa and those of the Americas. Well, Batte is a place where the Africanos that came to work in the different islands, you know, in the times of slavery, there was the place that was destined for them to be able to have a place of gathering. And it was in the centers of the plantation sites. So in this place, they would gather for their weddings, for the birth celebrations, for funerals, for anything that they would celebrate, this was the place.
Singer, composer, and performance artist Meredith Monk chatted with us in the kitchen of her loft in Lower Manhattan.
I come from three generations of singers, so I'm the fourth generation in my family singing. My great-grandfather was a cantor in Russia. My grandfather was a bass baritone in Russia, sang in Moscow, and then came to the United States around the 1880s. And then my mother ended up being a singer on radio, in programs where she was featured as a soloist, crooning tunes of the 30s and 40s and early 50s, and then also really made a career as a singer of jingles. This is Audrey Marsh on CBS Radio on the Call for Philip Maurice.
Hello, this is Johnny talking.
So she was the original Muriel Cigar. She was Blue Bonnet Margarine, Schaefer Beer. And one that she did every day at 1 o'clock was called The Road of Life, and she sang the DUZ Does Everything commercial, which was a soap commercial. So my early memories were being dragged around by her from one radio studio to another. And at that time, when I was a child, they didn't have tapes, so she sang these commercials live. So that was my childhood. It was really like Woody Allen's radio days.
Meredith Monk completed Basket Rondo for The Western Wind in 2007.
Many, many years ago when I started the piece, I did have the first section, and I started thinking that it reminded me of a basket because each of the lines was a kind of overlay. So my idea of that was that the first section was going to be a way to introduce the different voices, and you'd hear the way they wove together, but at the same time, you'd hear the uniqueness or the individuality of each voice. The other thing that came up right away for me as I started working on the piece was a pre-industrial community of people working together, doing handwork together, and that this was the song that would be sung as they were working. And then also some sections where the music delineated a sense of nature or space or natural kind of resonance.
Composer Eric Salzman.
I studied at Princeton with Milton Babbitt and then at Darmstadt, which was the hotbed of serialism in those days, the avant-garde. But it was all about instrumental music. It was never about voice. It was never about theater. It was never about any of those things. So I guess my rebellion against the abstraction of a lot of modern music was to go back to what I consider to be one of the roots of music, which is vocal music and also theater. And it occurred to me that theater, music theater, didn't have to be opera with elephants and all of that stuff. It could be another, another form or forms. And so that's the task I set myself, was to investigate that.
Together with librettist Valeria Vasilevsky, Eric Salzman created Jukebox in the Tavern of Love, a modern magical comedy which premiered in 2008.
Jukebox in the Tavern of Love takes place in a neighborhood Italian bar in New York City the night of the biggest storm of the century. And the bartender's all alone, nobody's going out to eat dinner, and he's complaining and kvetching and getting ready to go home when suddenly all the lights go out. So he lights candles, and out of nowhere comes a nun and a rabbi and a tap dancer from Broadway on her way to a show, and a utility worker from Con Ed, and an Irish poet. And over the course of the piece, they each tell their own special love story.
Shim, shim, shimmy, shim, step, heel, drop. When I stomp with my baby tonight, shim, shuffle, chop, beat, change, ball, drop, ball, step, ball, step, ball, top, ball, step, change, ball, in, ball, jack, ball, got a rope, I can go in for, then I'm gonna break down the dance floor. Jack, shim, shim, shimmy, shim, shim, shimmy, shim, 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 shim,
rock with my baby tonight.
Stop with my baby.
We're gonna flat, roll flat, the congolese.
Flap, 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 flap,
fall in the jack, shim, shim, shimmy. Fall in the jack, shim, shim, shimmy. Flip, flip, shuffle, fall in the jack, shim, shim, shimmy. Fall in the jack, shim, shim, shimmy. Flip, flip, shuffle, flap, ding, shuffle, 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 shuffle,
shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
We're gonna roll that Congolian floor. We're gonna break down the dance hall door.
Rush, chug, shuffle.
When I rock with my baby tonight, shim, shim, shimmy, step, heel, drop. When I stomp with my baby tonight, ball tap, ball dig, ball stamp, ball step, ball stud, ball in the jack.
Jukebox in the Tavern of Love ends with the Con Ed worker and his bringing up Rumi, the great Sufi poet who believed in the Sufi expression of ecstatic love through union with the beloved.
Love as perfect.
love's awakened.
Lovers,
then listen, lovers, listen, lovers.
Wine is a
bottle. Then I dream you are his here.
Listening to O Beautiful American Music, celebrating July 4th with new music for voices sung by the Western Wind. The singers you heard are Christina Berger and Laura Christian, sopranos, with Gayla Morgan, also a soprano, countertenor William Zukoff, tenors Todd Frizzell and Richard Slade, and baritone Elliot Z. Levine. Our session producer was Mark Johnson. The music was recorded and mixed by Ted Spencer. Yours truly, William Zukoff, is the executive producer. Thanks to WGBH and WUOM for additional recording. For more information on the Western Wind's concerts, recordings, and workshops, please visit our website, www.westernwind.org, where you can also obtain a CD of this program. Our email address is info@westernwind.org. This program was made possible with the support of the New York State Music Fund and the Argosy Foundation, as well as the National Endowment for the Arts American Masterpieces Chamber Music Program. Support for this program comes from this station and public radio international stations nationwide and is made possible in part by the PRI Program Fund, whose contributors include the Ford Foundation and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation.
PRI, Public Radio International.
George W. Bush here, and I'm urging all Americans to stay the course and tune in to the Capitol Steps, 4th of July edition of Politics Takes a Holiday. I plan to unveil my new strategy for getting oil under $100 a barrel. I will demand that all barrels be half as big. The Capitol Steps on public radio. Here are the details.
Today at 2:30 and again at 6:30 on WILL Urbana.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This edition of